Michael left his job.
Oh, sure. Bad games, bad pay, bad towns, bad flights, bad hotels, real bad food. Homeless, rootless, lonely. Your copy makes it maybe one issue out of four. What's not to love? Why would he trade all that for wanting, say, a piece of PR at a powerful, complex conglomerate like your father's?
It's just the sort of thing my father and I discuss.
I'm not surprised.
So, do you think he really accepts
Michael? A job like that? Tiny yarns could involve sanity. It'd be the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Present company accepts. This is what we do. We make your dad a co-conspirator.
True.
Michael does a favor for Walter. Walter's reorganizing his public relations and needs a brilliant guy that he's close to, that he can completely trust. Then you beg. Michael, please do this for Daddy. He's only 6 months. It would mean so much to me.
See right through it.
Only if he wants to. At the end of 6 months, he will be happy, settled, successful.
Later or
something?
Never can tell.
It's the way you look tonight, remember?
Okay, Jed. You're up. Well, it's really my father who needs the favor. You see, he's, reorganizing some of the divisions of the company. Public relations is a real problem area for him. It would only be 6 months, maybe. Or 3 or 4.
And you knew about this?
Well, I think you ought to listen to him, Michael. It's our life, too.
Well, you gonna tell me that Walter thought this one up? Why don't you start by being honest 1 second, Kim?
I am being honest. But all of a sudden, I'm supposed to drop out of school? Forget my family, forget my career, forget about all the things I have planned for my life?
Forgive me for screwing up your plans. I'm just sure glad I'm hearing about this now before it's too late.
What is that?
What am I supposed to do with my life, huh? I work in a low-paying, zero-respect job, which unfortunately, I happen to love.
Michael, it sounds like a great opportunity.
Does it really? How come you never took some sellout establishment job, huh? I'll tell you what, because that isn't you. And guess what, Kim? That's not me either.
Well, Dave, that's the way you feel.
You're damn straight, that's how I feel. Just come out and say it. My job's not good enough. I'm not good enough.
Michael, I never said that.
Yes, you did. Great, Kim. You wait till 2 days before our wedding to lay this on me, and I'm supposed to just roll over and drool.
No.
All right. I'm the asshole. I'm an insensitive, sexist asshole.
No,
you're
Michael.
Better off without
me. No, Michael, no! You're so, so right. I was so wrong. We settled this, and I reneged. That just wasn't fair. You have to forgive me and forget this ever happened. Okay, or I'll just die. Please.
Completely out of
Coffee, anyone?
Good morning, Catrou.
No, relax, relax. We don't want your face coming up with it, do we?
Hideous room. Oh, God. Death by Minbar. How glamorous.
Ow! You flew all the way here. You hate to fly.
I'd love to go back this evening with this thing with Venus found in the Hamptons.
You're butting in. What I mean when I say... She's annoyingly perfect. There's nothing annoying about her profession. It is vulnerable and endearing. And that is annoying as shit.
Oh, I like
it. I didn't have to hate her. I'd adore her. It's my whole life's happiness. I have to be ruthless. He was in love with me every day for 9 years. I can make him happier than she can. Yes, I am breaking her heart in the short run, but really, really doing her a gigantic favor. She would be so miserable tagging along after this insensitive doofus.
Jules, do you really love him? Or is this just about winning? Seriously.
In the beginning, it was mostly this prior claim. He belonged to me. Now, when I'm with him, he's just so wonderful. How come I never knew that when I could have had him?
It's amazing the clarity that comes with psychotic jealousy.
George, believe me. If he was doing what I'm feeling, then he would know how it feels. It's horrible. What?
Just telling you love him. Yeah. Tell him you've loved him for 9 years. But you're afraid of love. Yeah, tell him you're afraid of love. Afraid of needing.
Needing what?
You belong to someone. We will ask you. Sorry about that. Tell him this is the worst, the cruelest, the dumbest moment to do this to him, but there it is. He's got to choose.
Tell him the actual truth?
Well, maybe not the actual truth. I like this.
Michael, I have to talk to you.
You don't like to suit?
Actually, no, but that's not what I have to talk to you about.
Okay, one thing first, though. Just keep on. Guard this with your life.
What is it?
The ring.
Why are you giving it to me?
Oh, I don't trust Scotty with it.
Michael, I don't
Please.
Think I should...
Please, you're practically the best man anyway.
Thank you.
You can open it. I like it, won't you?
Yes.
So, what do you want to talk about? You wanted to talk to me about something?
Oh, yes. Michael. We've known each other a long time, right? What, 20 years? Okay, not that long, but it's a long time.
Yeah.
And in that time, we've grown... close. Very close. Do you know what I mean by close?
I think so.
I think I said why. So sometimes when... Could you excuse us, please? Sometimes people think they know how they feel about each other, but they don't until they do. I have a point. The question is, am I getting to it?
Why don't you? Whatever it is you have to say can't be that big a deal.
Oh, Michael. Big deal is... It's a relative term.
Who's that guy?
It's George. George. I've told you about George. He's my editor.
What's he doing here? You working this week?
No. He's here to be with me.
Why?
Because he's my friend. He's my good friend. My best friend these days. And
oh.
You've been busy.
So, all of this has been about George?
听力课堂, 听class.com